Welcome to the Haywood County Schools Report. This is Bill Nolte. I'm the Associate Superintendent for Haywood County Schools and your host for the Haywood County Schools Report today. Today we're going to spend a little bit of time about absence management. That doesn't sound very exciting, but we want to assure you that our teachers in particular seem to be very excited about this new program that we're going to be using, absence management by Frontline. My very special guest on the program is Jason Hines. He's our Human Resources Director. Welcome to the program.
Good morning, Dr. Nolte. It's good to be here.
I appreciate you being on to record the podcast this morning. And one of the things we talked about when we were preparing for the podcast is that we're familiar with Frontline. That's a pretty good company, and we've used them for other things for a while. So can you maybe just do a brief background on Frontline and what that is and how we've been using it in the past?
Sure. Frontline is an education software company that has developed a platform where we began with the staff development piece, and then in those days they called it MLP or My Learning Plan. And now that Frontline's taken it over, it's basically a staff development management for them. And that what the staff development piece does is it allows teachers to schedule staff development, say a state conference or even something here in the district. It allows our supervisors to do the same thing. It allows them to sign up for it, keep track of it, enter their certificates from staff development, maybe at a state conference or something like that. And it allows us to keep up with their continuing education credits, or CEUs as we call them, that are used for their license renewal. And it's made it very, very easy for teachers to do that and for supervisors to approve training. And it's saved a lot of time and money from the central office level keeping track of that. So that's been very good. Last year we added another part of their platform called AppleTrack, which is a system to advertise open positions. That you can advertise nationwide and, of course, statewide. And we use that to track candidates for different positions, and principals use that to schedule interviews and to hire folks and to help onboard them. And now the third piece of the platform is the absence management piece, and teachers have heard it called different things. ASOP was a company that did it for a while, and actually Frontline bought them. You've probably also heard of a company called SubFinder that does the same sort of thing. But what absence management will do is it will allow teachers to schedule substitutes when they have to be absent, whether it be for staff development or if they have a doctor's appointment that they're going to schedule in the future, or if they wake up one morning sick or have a child that's sick. This will save the teacher a lot of time, and they can be with their family or be concerned with their health and getting better, and that's what we want them to do is be at 100% when they're with our children in the classroom, and this will help them do that.
Yeah, and I want to interject a little bit. When Mr. Hines came from the principalship to this office, some of the things that we had done through the years just had worked, but they just weren't as efficient and effective as they needed to be with CEUs and workshops and training and applications. And so we wrote some things into our district school improvement plan 3 or 4 years ago, and he's done a good job of implementing those things, and Frontline has been one of those tools. So I just wanted to say that, and thank you for that. You know, on the podcast, we don't get a lot of thank yous, but you certainly deserve one for that. One of the things that we want to talk about briefly is, you know, why we went to this. You alluded to that just a little bit, but, you know, what was the incentive for looking at an absence management program that would find substitutes for teachers?
Sure. Well, you know, and making every effort to help our employees as much as we can, and this is really being paid for through a Title II federal grant that is designed for recruitment and retention of employees, and trying to just make life easier for them when they are on the front lines in the classroom and working with our students. We want to make that as easy for them as we can, and so the incentive here is to help our teachers and give them more time to plan, more time to be in the classroom, and more time to be with their families, particularly when things aren't going well. If a teacher wakes up at 6 o'clock in the morning, they're really sick, and, you know, me and you both have done that.
Yes,
I've been a teacher, I've been a principal, and I remember those days. When my second child was born, I had to get up that morning at 5 o'clock, take my wife to the hospital, and then find two subs because we were both teachers.
Right.
And I called about 45 people before I got two of them lined up, you know, while I was at the hospital. So those are the kind of things we want to avoid in the future for our folks. And with absence management, what they will be able to do is use their there's an app for their cellular phone that they can use to schedule it. They can call an 800 number and let them know through a automated system what they need, and it will schedule a substitute for them. Or they can go on the computer or a tablet or whatever and go to the website and actually do it with a username and password. So you can schedule appointments into the future. For if you have a doctor's appointment next week and you're going to need a sub half day, you can put it into the system and it takes about 3 minutes and you don't worry about it anymore. It schedules it for you.
That's right.
And teachers will have some say in who's on their list. For example, they will be able to have a top five favorite sub list, if you will. That it will call first, and then it will go to others on the list that are a school list made, and then the district list. So teachers can enter this stuff and then what they need, and then go on about planning, teaching, or trying to get better and not worry about it.
You've done a really good job of talking about what it looks like on the teacher's end. How about if you're a sub, what's that look like?
Now, on the sub end, they pretty much have to log into the computer system and see what jobs are available if they want to be proactive, and most subs do. They're trying to schedule every day they can. We have a lot of subs that work 3, 4, 5 days a week for us with over 500 teachers. They can do that sometimes. And so if a sub is really proactive, they can log into the computer system and look for jobs that are posted. For example, a teacher is going to need that sub half day for the doctor's appointment, or they're going to be gone 4 days to the state social studies conference or whatever. The subs can see those and go ahead and assign up for that job and plug it in and get scheduled. The other way that subs will interact with the system is those mornings where a teacher gets up and they do have a sick child or they're sick themselves, and they call in or go on the computer and say, I need one for today, then the system will call the sub on their phone and see if they can do it, and they will either accept or deny by pushing buttons on the phone. And then it will continue that process until it fills the job. And so early morning, they'll get phone calls. Other than that, they will, if they're proactive, they can go on the computer and schedule jobs in the future for themselves.
Yeah, it's going to be a really good thing.
Yeah.
In the last minute or so here of the program, just talk to us a little bit about our implementation schedule and when we're doing trainings and when we think it'll be up and running. You know, it'll take a little while, but talk to us about the implementation schedule.
Well, we began this process with Frontline back in May, and we've been working with them this summer getting the system set up and customized for Haywood County. Kim Jackson, who works with IT, has been exemplary in getting these things set up. She's helped us set up all three systems and does a fantastic job with this. But she has done the sort of back-end work on it as far as getting it set up IT-wise, and we've had several conference calls and meetings with Frontline to get it set up for our folks, and we have all the information in now, and it's going to go live on the 10th, and we will do some training with our principals first at our summer training with our principals next week. And then once the principals understand what it looks like for the teacher and the sub and the things that they can do with it as far as running reports and seeing who's in the building and who isn't, once we do that, then we will train the subs during the summer, what's left of it. And Frontline has some really good online training for the subs and the teachers. They have some very informational videos. It's a very simple system. It's not hard to use at all. And that should be enough. And we will have two people here at Central Office that will be able to answer questions for subs and teachers if they have them after going through the training. Once we get that done, then we will do it with the teachers as well. The first day of work days with teachers, we will have the principals go over it with them again, maybe look at the videos again as a group and have people to answer questions for them. And once all that's done, then it should be ready to go live the first day of school for students, and we'll see how it goes. There will be a little bit of a growing period with it till people get it really figured out. But we assure them that we will be here to help them with it.
Yeah, it's going to work great.
Yeah.
I appreciate you being on.
Absolutely.
Thank you for being on today to talk about the absence management plan. I want to thank everyone for listening. Hope everyone has a safe day and a great day.